so much for having us. We are so excited to be here. My name is Angelica Perry. My pronouns are she, her, and I am an internal communications specialist with Dick's Sporting Goods. I primarily support the diversity, equity, and inclusion team along with our broader people and purpose team. And I'm here with my colleague.
Yeah, and I'm Amanda Peck, Manager of Field Communications for Dick's Sporting Goods. So think operational, daily comms, emergency comms. How many do emergency comms in your business? Super fun. So, but I am actually like the editor-in-chief of our DSG Connect dynamic platform. So we've been on that platform for a year now, a little over a year now. It's been an amazing journey, amazing experience, and we're happy to talk to you a little bit about today and our DE&I journey.
Yeah, so I feel like we heard a lot this morning, and I'm hoping I'm going to get this right every time, but about why creating a culture of belonging is so important. And I feel like especially in this room, we recognize not only the importance of making sure everybody in the organization feels like they belong, but also the role that communications plays in building that culture. So that's what we want to talk to you about today. I'm going to level set us with what we mean when we say DE&I at Dick's Sporting Goods. You'll see different letters, you'll see them in different orders, you'll see them in different departments, but I want to talk to you all today about what we mean when we say DE&I, and then I want to build on that with how we attempt to create a culture of belonging with our teammates, which is what we call our employees, and our athletes, which is what we call our customers. From there, Amanda's going to walk you through some of the really tactical communication strategies that we use to bring DEI to life in our organization. We're going to talk about DSG Connect in a lot of detail, since that's why we're all here, and it is an invaluable resource when it comes to our DEI work. And then we're going to keep our talking really, really brief, because we're hoping we're going to have a good Q&A at the end. So please save your questions for the end. We definitely want them, and hope you get a lot out of today's session. So let's start with what we mean by diversity, equity, and inclusion. Like I said, you'll see this many different ways in different orders for different reasons. But when we talk about diversity, we're talking about the unique lived experiences that every single person brings to our organization. And what's more beyond that, we respect and appreciate all of those lived experiences, and we want to make sure teammates know that. When we're talking about equity, we want to make sure that all those teammates who bring all those unique perspectives have the resources and access and opportunities that they need to thrive in our organization. And the result of all of that is inclusion, or this culture of belonging, where every teammate feels like they have a place in our work, they feel valued, seen, heard, a lot of what we talked about this morning. So this is the work that we drive in communications. We have a really incredible DEI team that does the back end, and as you all know, it doesn't matter if people don't know about it. So communications really helps get this work out across our enterprise. So before I talk about how we create belonging, I do want to hammer home the importance of this work with a personal story of mine. So back before I started with Dick's Sporting Goods, I had a career in fundraising and communications in the nonprofit sector. And I primarily worked for racial and social justice organizations. And I was never out at work as a member of the LGBTQ community, which is weird because you would think those organizations, being some of the most progressive, doing the grassroots work, would create that psychological safety we were talking about this morning. But I never was. I never felt that way. 8 years in this career. I came out in my interview at Dick's Sporting Goods, and April Trueblood, who is Amanda's boss and a partner that I work with in comms, it wasn't because she was holding a big sign on Zoom that said, "We love gay people," you know, like, that wasn't what made me want to come out. But it was something about the way that she talked about her employees, about the team, about the work that Dick's Sporting Goods was doing, that created that psychological safety, and I knew that Dick's was where I wanted to continue my career. So we get really excited about the work that we do in comms because we want to make sure every single teammate and athlete has that moment, whatever that might be for them, where they really feel like they belong in our workplace, in our brand, and in sports more broadly. So we have lots of ways that we create belonging at Dick's Sporting Goods. We have a minimum expectation that we expect all teammates to meet as it comes to DEI. So at some level, all of our teammates are required to treat one another with respect and dignity, and to value each other and to contribute to our positive culture. But we operate DEI on a pretty traditional 20-60-20 model. Does anybody know about the 20-60-20 adoption curve? Okay, so it's a pretty common curve, not just in DEI, but basically picture a big bell curve. And the 20-60-20 model says that you've got a top 20% of people who are your avid enthusiasts. They don't need to be convinced. They are all about this work, they want to learn more, and they are going to go find it, and they want you to help them learn and experience more things so that they can keep progressing in their journey. The middle 60%, again, falling somewhere along that curve, those are people who don't know what they don't know. They're not your sticks in the mud, they're not going to say no, but they don't know what they don't know, and they need help moving along that curve as it relates to DE&I, and they're looking for resources and learnings that can introduce them to things that they don't know. And we think about that as like the majority of our 50,000 teammates fall somewhere in that 60%. And then the bottom 20%, those are the sticks in the mud, you know, they're not gonna be convinced. They're not excited about the work. They don't have buy-in. Again, everybody's expected to meet our minimum respect and dignity when it comes to DEI as a teammate at Dix. But the majority of our DEI work is focused on the 60 and 20, top 20%. We really want to make those teammates feel engaged in the work that we're doing as we go about different activations. So this looks a lot of different ways at Dix. First and foremost, guiding the organization strategy is something called impact team. So DEI does not happen because this small office of DEI decides that it should be so. DEI happens because it's embedded in every single part of our business. So we have impact teams that are made up of stakeholders from across the business who meet regularly to embed DEI best practices and principles in every aspect of our work, whether that be products, marketing, technology. They meet and they work towards goals that are set by the DEI office that help embed DEI in every aspect of our work. And they really guide our strategy at the top. From there, remember I talked about that minimum baseline requirement. The DEI office celebrates 7 major calendar moments a year for teammates that recognize a wide variety of identities and experiences, things like Pride, Black History Month, Women's History Month. And we make those calendar moments available to all teammates. Of our 50,000 teammates, about 40,000 are in our stores. We have a couple thousand in our distribution centers, and then we have our corporate headquarters that make up the remaining, and we really try and find ways to engage that wide, diverse array of teammates so they can participate in these calendar moments as they come up throughout the year. And then for that top 20%, those teammates looking for ways to be more engaged, we have something called Courtside Team. And these are teammates who have volunteered to lend time, volunteer hours, insights, extra effort, wherever they may be across the country to support DEI. They have their own playbook that provides more detailed activations around these big calendar moments. So again, we expect everyone to meet a minimum level of participation, but then our Courtside Team members really get into environments where engagement is higher and they say, hey, let's build on Hispanic Heritage Month. Not only are we gonna do X, Y, and Z that DEI told us to do, but we're also gonna build upon that in a way that's maybe applicable to our store or the community that we're in. And that's what that team is dedicated to. And we have a couple thousand teammates on Courtside Team today who activate that work across the country. And then finally, we have our teammate resource groups. A lot of companies call these their employee resource groups. These are groups that are formed around certain identities. And these TRGs go around the organization and help elevate the lived experiences of these identity groups all the way up to senior leadership. They have an executive sponsor. They have a champion, which is typically a senior level employee who's advocated for the creation of the group. And then they have their own leadership teams and their own goals that they're expected to meet as it relates to whatever work they want to get done in the organization. So we have a lot going on. And like I said, none of this matters. Nobody knows about it, right? Courtside Team is really cool, but if we don't have anybody signing up, it doesn't matter. So that's where Amanda comes in. We really drive engagement through the communication strategies in the communications department, and Amanda's going to walk you through how we do that.
Thank you. Yeah, so I've been with the company for 20 years. 12 of those years I spent in our stores. So I started as a part-time cashier. I worked my way through management. I've been at the corporate office for the past 8 years. And if you would have asked me 5 years ago, 10 years ago, are we a diverse, you know, inclusive company, I would have said, yeah. But I was ignorant. I really was. I was just like, yeah, I was looking at it through my own lens and through the work that Angelica has done and, you know, their teammates across the company. It's just been an amazing journey and a lot of learning and a lot of, you know, growing. And I hope and feel that a lot of our teammates are taking that initiative to learn and to grow and, you know, to feel like they have a sense of belonging in the company. So we use a variety of communication tools and communication vehicles, but DSG Connect, which is what we call our dynamic platform, connects us all as one organization from the stores to the DCs to our corporate office. We call it the CSC, the Customer Support Center. So a lot of these communications you see here on the screen are derived from DSG Connect. So we have a newsletter that goes out every Thursday called Game Notes. And Game Notes is just kind of a recap of what's going on in the business. So it's really wonderful that the platform has a great way to publish a newsletter, and it sends out to every single employee, whether they're registered for the platform or not registered for the platform. So we hit the teammates where they're at. So we get the information to them, even if they don't want to download an app on their mobile device, a company app, we're able to send communication to them. You know, you can see right here our desktop app. Even though 97% of our teammates use the mobile app, we still have a desktop version. So if they want to access it from work, they can do that. If they don't want to have a work app on their phone, they can use the desktop version. And then you see the mobile app there. We are launching something called DSG TV, so we're super excited about it. So that'll launch around end of November and beginning of December. And what we can do there is we can push content from DSG Connect to these TVs. Every store's back room will have a TV. Every DC has TVs for information. CSC, we have our elevator banks, there's TVs, and in certain department, there's TVs. So we can push content from the platform to these TVs. And you can see we have, you know, some branding there. Whenever there's DE&I moments, we'll have DE&I wrappers on these TVs. So see where you see the green and white. We love green and white at DSG, but we'll be able to have a Hispanic Heritage Month wrapper, a Veterans Day wrapper, a Pride Month wrapper, a Black History Month wrapper, a Disability Month wrapper. So really branding the TVs for DE&I. So teammates know, you know, what the activation, what the campaign is for that month. And then in that zoned area, we're going to play exclusive DE&I content. So that will be coming from a category from DSG Connect. So we have a DE&I category in DSG Connect that's going to pull the content and display it on the TVs. So these TVs are going to be our new teammate bulletin boards. So forget those paper bulletin boards. Probably the same if you're in retail. If you go into a back room of a store, it's a flurry of paper. And if I were a teammate, I wouldn't know what to focus on. Plus, you have admins that need to audit those boards, make sure the, you know, current content is up, the old content is down. We want to be more sustainable. So we, we don't want printing. We don't want paper. We don't want, you know, the waste of toner. We don't want the waste of ink. So these boards will be our new teammate bulletin boards. So teammates, we can meet them in the stores, we can meet them on their mobile device, we can meet them on their laptops, we can meet them via email or push notifications. So meet them where they want to absorb the information. Again, like I said, I have been with the company for a very long time. I've talked to many teammates. We've done a lot of focus groups with teammates. And, you know, in talking with teammates at the hourly level, they said, you know what, I don't feel a part of the company. I don't know what the values are of the company. I don't know what the mission is of the company. I come in, I punch in, I go to the cash register, you know, I talk to customers, I punch out, that's it. So, you know, I remember one gentleman telling me, like, there was a contest going on, and my manager said I won the contest, and I had no idea there was even a contest running. So this is a great way. We run lots of contests through DSG Connect and information. through there, so teammates can get that information. We've always relied heavily on leaders in our stores and our DCs to cascade messages, which is still very important. That one-on-one human interaction is still very important, but there's so many things to cascade. A truck is going to be late today. We have a full truck to unload. There's price changes that need done. There's claims that need processed. So, and then if you're not at that daily stand-up or at that huddle that morning, then you're going to miss that information. So this is a great way to communicate that information, that cultural information, to our teammates. So therefore, our stores can really focus on the operational information, and teammates can get their cultural information here. Again, that's not saying the one-on-one conversations aren't important with your managers and leaders, but this is where the primary focus is, where teammates can get their information about company news, recognition. We say we have a category called My DSG Life. You know, show us a picture with your dog wearing a DSG hat, or, you know, show us, you know, hey, I just bought a new kayak. I'm out on my day off kayaking. So, you know, celebrate those moments with us. And it all connects us as a company and as an organization. So I really love that about the platform and how it just connects us all as one. So, again, here is a look at our platform real quick. We have a bunch of quick links at the top for our teammates, a My Pay, a My Discount, My Coupons, My Benefits. So a lot of great quick links and a lot of great benefits and features for our teammates. So what we really needed was something that was accessible to our hourly teammates. So our hourly teammates are our biggest workforce in DSG. So we needed something that could, you know, teammates could easily download and easily access. So this is the platform that we created for them through the help of First Up and the Dynamic Signal team. So we want them to be very interactive with the platform. At first, we said, hey, teammates can submit content to the platform, but we want to see that content before it goes out. We want to approve it. We were very adamant that we wanted to have control. And whenever I presented this to our president of the company, she's like, no, I don't like that. That's very Big Brother. I don't like that you're going to monitor what can be approved and cannot be approved on the platform. We want people to post naturally. And that's what we did. And it has been wonderful. The moments we see in the platform, and I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Caitlin, 48% of our content in DSG Connect is teammate submitted. So we love seeing what teammates are doing in the stores. We love seeing what teammates are doing in the DC. We love seeing those DE&I moments, you know, in the platform. And that gives teammates a way to connect all with each other. It gives them ideas, and it really breaks down the barriers between teammates, between the corporate office, between the DCs, between the stores. I understand what it felt where it was like, oh, the DCs, you know, they're sending us all these trucks, and why are they doing it this way? Or whenever the CSC would send us communication, I'm like, oh, the corporate office. And now that I'm at the corporate office, it's like, why aren't the stores executing like they should? You know, so it's just, it really, when you get to see what's going on the platform and connecting us all together, it's really great to see, and it breaks down those barriers and it bridges those gaps between all of our lines of business. So you can see some additional posts that we have here, our purpose playbook, a post about Disability Pride Month. We also let our teammates share content from the platform onto their personal social channels. So if we have different moments, like our purpose playbook, like a story about Disability Pride Month, we want to encourage our teammates to be proud of the company they work for, show their brand love, and share that content on their Instagram, on their Facebook, on their LinkedIn. So create it once in the platform, share it out amongst your personal social channels, or we as communicators create it once in the platform and are able to share it out to different areas within the organization. We can target messages directly to a line of business, a role, a state, a city. We don't do that too often because we want to be connected and we want everybody to see what's going on in the organization. But if we need to target a message just to our, you know, Seattle district, just to our Cincinnati district, we can target those messages just to those teammates in that district. So it's a really great way to use the platform, and then you can see the comments. So that's one thing our executive always asked us when we set out communications on her behalf. She's like, how did that resonate with the teammates? You know, we sent out an email about a big announcement. How did the teammates like that? How did it resonate? And we were like, we don't know. We just send it out an email out into the ether, and we have no idea unless, you know, somebody emailed us back and gave us, you know, direct feedback on it. Well, now with the platform, when we send out a communication, we can see comments, we can see likes, we can, you know, they can use a My Feedback button to send us, you know, communications back to us about what they want to see, what they liked, what they didn't like, so what they want to know more about. So again, a great way to use the platform. So that's all we have today. So if you have questions, please let us know. I made a big mistake, though. I forgot to bring water up here with me, so my mouth is a little dry. Yeah.
I'll run with the mic.
Fabulous.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you said you had a 97% of your teammates that downloaded the mobile app.
We have, out of the 30,000 teammates that have registered for the platform, 97% use the mobile app.
Can you tell us, like, how did you, what kind of communication strategies you used to encourage them
sure.
to download the app?
Okay. Sure. So a lot of giveaways. So giving away stuff is the key. So, but, you know, just pulsing communications, getting, you know, our senior leaders to talk about it, you know, giving them the benefits of being able to see their paycheck in the platform, being able, you know, giving them coupons in the platform. So all of our company coupons are now exclusive in DSG Connect. You have to get DSG Connect to get those coupons, because before we used to publish, you know, paper coupons. So, you know, we work with a lot of vendors to get coupons for the North Face or TRX, which is a fitness brand, or our private label brands. So we provide those coupons exclusively in the app now. We ran a download contest whenever we rolled out DSG Connect, and we were giving away Giftogram gift cards or say you can win money. A little bit of bribery, but but once you do that, and then they go into the app and they see all the great things in there, because they're like, oh, I'm just going to download it just to get something for free. But when we actually get them in there and they see all the great content, and they can see what's happening across the organization, they can be better informed and see messages from our executives. That's when, you know, you kind of hook them. And then they come back into the platform again. And then I've had people say, oh, I'll never post in that. I'll never like it. You know, I don't want the whole entire company seeing what I post or what I like. And people's just mindset and culture are really changing. The more that we make people feel comfortable and included and part of the company, the more they're comfortable posting about their personal lives, their professional lives, and we just love to see it.
Yeah, thanks to both of you, and thanks, Angelica, for sharing your story. I love that about your interview.
I think April knows.
Yeah.
I don't think April knows that was the first time I'd come out to a boss. We're recording. I'm going to chat April.
I thought I heard you say that you had 48% of your stories are coming from your associates and
yes.
users. And I know that just doesn't happen on its own. So how are you encouraging that to get more user-generated stories, things from not just corporate communications?
Yes. So at first it was a little bribery. So sometimes things come back to start off with bribery. So we would say, hey, you know, for instance, it's National Dog Month. And, you know, send us, you know, submit a post about your dog and you can win free Yeti dog bowls. Our feed was just flooded with pictures of dogs. And it was amazing. And, you know, and those things, you know, and all in the grand scheme of things, you know, that doesn't generate, you know, revenue for the company. But I think it generates just a lot of, you know, a sense of belonging and a sense of pride and a sense of, you know, just being able to share something personal of yourself. So, you know, things like that. Or, you know, comment below for National Boss Day of how your boss has inspired you and, you know, a chance to win you know, a gift card, or show us, you know, it's National Coffee Month, you know, show us your cup of morning coffee for a chance to win a Starbucks gift card. So just those things have really paved the way, and then people, once people got comfortable with it, and now they're starting to submit things on their own. You know, people want to show off what's going on in their stores, so they want to show off, you know, how they're celebrating Breast Cancer Awareness Month, or want to show how they're celebrating Pride Month. And that's a lot of work of the DE&I team also to encourage teammates to celebrate those moments.
Hi, I had a question about kind of your organization with the ERGs or resource groups. Mm-hmm. One, about how many resource groups do you have? And then how are those led or staffed? Are those dedicated positions or are those just volunteer positions? Who's kind of leading the direction? I'm assuming you have local chapters as well that would be volunteers, but if you could just tell us a little bit more about how that's organized.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's see, we just added two more, so let me just confirm our count. I think as of today, we're at six TRGs as of today. So we have the Women's Influential Network, we have Out and Proud, we have Somos DSG, we've got MILCON, which is launching today, which is our veterans group. We've got Black Leadership Network, and who am I missing?
Out and Proud, did you say? Oh, no.
Did I get Mom Squad? So we've got six. So they, first I'll say they always come about, they are teammate driven. So we as a company do not say, we think we need these TRGs. Teammates come to us and say, I'd really like an identity group for whatever identity. And the DEI office supports them with the creation of that group. So all of these TRGs had very grassroots beginnings. Mom Squad started with two moms who came back from maternity leave and just really needed a lot of support at work. And so they formed Mom Squad, and Out and Proud, we had a teammate, Joyan, who worked remotely from DC, but he felt like when he came to the corporate office, he didn't see anybody who represented the LGBTQ community. He realized there were actually, that's one of the largest TRGs, but they didn't have a place to connect and talk to one another. So it starts with the champion. That tends to be someone who is at a manager level and really goes to the DEI office and says, I think this needs to be a teammate resource group. From there, they're assigned an executive sponsor from our executive leadership team. And that's really to help them achieve some goals that are directly tied to our board of directors and our executive leadership team. So, for example, the veterans group, getting veteran discounts for veteran athletes, things like that that require that really high level approval. We want to make sure that they have a voice in the room who's escalating that and bringing it to the table. So all of that is on their own time. It's, you know, we encourage them to put it in their development plans. On the HR side, we encourage managers to be supportive. To be on a leadership team in a TRG, you do have to be a teammate in good standing from a performance perspective, but it's all on their own time. Each TRG has a specific structure of leadership, so they have a lead for each of our lines of business, so the CSC, the DCs, and stores each have their own leads that kind of represent that group of teammates. They have an overall lead of the TRG, and I think most of them have more than one that just kind of oversee the whole TRG. They have a communications lead that works directly with me to communicate what they're doing out to the enterprise, and then they have an inclusion lead that focuses on how they can include more and more members in their base and make sure everything they're doing is very equitable and inclusive for all teammates. And then they've got usually an events person, because a lot of them are events-based and they do a lot of events for teammates. So there's often somebody putting on events, and all of that, like I said, it's all on their own time. They're different sizes. Some do have chapters, so Mom Squad, we've seen some chapters pop up in stores. Some just operate from kind of a virtual model where, again, they have these representatives, they meet together, and then they provide activations that meet all teammates, whether that be hourly or distribution center or CSC. The DEI office keeps track of what they're doing, supporting their work. They all get a budget from the DEI office to do certain events and things, so that that isn't a barrier to getting work done. And then every single TRG is assigned a major calendar moment. So the Out and Proud group is assigned to Pride. Black Leadership Network is assigned to Black History Month. And so we bring them to the table and say, hey, here's the apparel that we're rolling out for Pride. What do you think? You know, how do you like the way it looks? This is going to be our Pride collection next year. Do you have any feedback for the product team? This is our marketing campaign that we want to roll out. What do you think? Do you have any notes? Do you have any suggestions? And then from the DEI office perspective, internally, they really ask the TRG, what do you want to see Dick's Sporting Goods do for Pride for all teammates? Can you drive that work so that we're representing your community and showing up for you the way that you want us to? And so that's why we encourage teammates to be a part of them so that they can see their voice reflected in the work that we do. Hope that answers that question.
All right, so we do have to cut the questions, but I'm sure Amanda and Angelica would be happy to answer questions towards the back of the room.